Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Yes, her first name is Tasia. That's spelled T-A-J-A. Last name Thomas.
Okay, can you verify the phone number?
Yes, 832-208-6895. And she's on the line.
All right, thank you. Hi, Ms. Tasia, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Ms. Tasia, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. And did you get an attorney already to help you with filing the claim?
No, ma'am.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I received a surgery through my brain.
Okay. Was it the craniotomy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Where were you treated? What facility?
I was treated at the Dr. Lane.
Dr. Lane, you said?
Yes.
Can you spell that for me?
L-A, Michael Land, you want the whole name?
Yes,
or just the last name?
The full name. Mm-hmm.
Michael Land, L-A-N-E.
Okay, Dr. Michael Lane, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, and then Lane, L-A-N-E. Okay, and where was Dr. Lane located? What medical center or hospital?
Memorial Hermann.
Memorial, you said Hermann. Where was that located?
Yes,
what city?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay. So was it Memorial Hermann in Texas Medical Center?
The Memorial City Medical Center.
Uh-huh. Okay. And was that located on Fannin Street?
No, that wasn't located on Spanish. He gave me the objection at Memorial Hermann.
Oh,
Memorial. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He gave you the injection?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where did you receive surgery or treatment?
Dr. Spencer Frank, okay. The oncology.
Oncology, okay. Can you spell that for me?
Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, Frick, F-R-I-N-K.
F-R-I-N-K, okay. And what hospital or what medical center was he in?
The Houston Methodist, Clear Lake.
Methodist, okay. You said Clear Lake?
Clear Lake, yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Just Clear Lake, okay. And where was that located? What's the address?
It was 18300 Houston Methodist Drive, Houston, Texas.
Okay, in Houston, Texas. Okay, so let me just copy the address here. So you were seen by Dr. Spencer Frank. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then you got the injection from Dr. Michael Lane. Where did you get the injection? What medical center?
Memorial Hermann. Memorial City Medical Center. That's where I got the injection from him.
Oh, okay. Memorial City Medical Center. What's the address of that place?
921 Gessner Road, Houston, Texas.
Okay. 921 Gessner Road, Houston.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then Before the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with any cancer before?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. All right, and then when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What was the date?
July 28th of 2021,
okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, ma'am. I'm not aware of that.
No. Okay, no problem. I'm just asking just to make sure we can help everybody, but I'll put no for now. And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
11/23/2000.
11/23/2000, okay. And now I'm going to ask, now I'll ask you some questions about the Depo Provera. So did you use the name brand of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. And did you take it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
I took it 2 years. And I got injected one time every 2 months when I was under Depo Provera.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then what year did you start using it?
I started using it in 2019 of January.
January, okay, 2019. And then when did you last take it?
I had stopped taking it July of 2021.
July of 2021. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I do have your full name. I have Tasia Thomas. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, E.
E, okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then I do have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am. That's a cell phone number.
A cell phone number. Okay. Are you able to open text messages and email on your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So what I'll do next is I'll send you, after the intake questionnaire, I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and continue with the intake here. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
631-74-8131.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
Tasia Thomas, the number 90, at gmail.com.
Tasia Thomas, 90, at gmail.com. Okay. All right, perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your full mailing address?
5555 Hollyview Drive, apartment 914, Houston, Texas, 77091.
77091, okay. Can you repeat the apartment number?
914.
914, okay. Is that considered Harris County?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. That's the one that pops up here. So I just wanted to make sure that's the right one. Okay. And then we do have your medical information. Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
I can call the hospital and get it from the hospital if that's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So you do have a way to request them. Okay, perfect. So I'll write that down here. Okay, and then just to make sure one more time, you received the injection at Herman Memorial?
Yes, that's all right. Yes, ma'am. Memorial Herman.
Memorial Herman. Okay, that's where you got the injection. Okay, let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then the last thing we need from you, it's an emergency contact number just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, this will prevent any disruptions in the case so that we can continue. And we'll, if we can't reach out to you, we'll contact your emergency contacts so that they can get a hold of you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I live separate.
Live separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
It's my aunt.
Your aunt. Okay. And what's the phone number?
It's 832-888-9354.
Okay. And first and last name?
LaFunyora, LoFunyour, Thomas.
Okay. Thomas. Okay. LaFunyor Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an A at the end of her name or no?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And okay, she lives separate. Do you know her email by any chance?
No, I don't have her email.
No. Okay. No problem. Okay. Okay. So that's it for the questionnaire. Ms. Tasia, I'm going to send over the electronic document to sign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I've done one once before.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, so it's going to be a simple DocuSign. It's going to ask for a few initials and a few signatures. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any issues, if you need help navigating the page, or if you have any questions. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right, so let me just make sure I spelled everything correctly, and then I'll send it to your email, and I'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia from Mass Torch Strategies is sending a DocuSign, something like that.
Yes, I see it.
You see it. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just go ahead and open it up. Go through the prompts there. It's the retainer agreement and then the medical release form that gives them permission to look through your medical records to build the case. And while you do that, I'm going to send over the information for the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right. I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Okay. Ms. Tasia, you'll get another email with a copy of everything that you've signed so that you have that for your records, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect. And that's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'm going to send you a text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for Pulaski Law. Save it in your contacts. The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for them to receive the information and process it. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification, and they'll ask for anything else that they need, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. It was a pleasure to assist you today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.